pleasant if you're heading off on vacation. Speaking of vacation, it's time for vacation update number four, the final one on Grant's vacation, what I did and how I did it. This is entitled The Road Trip Home. So, again, friendly warning, because if you are planning to travel to BC, two things: be prepared for wildly, insanely expensive gas prices. Victoria, there was one place that was over $2 a liter. $1.93 basically is what it was, kind of average. And to get there, for the love of God, download the BC Ferries app and book your passage, because they are having nothing but issues with cancellations and this, that, and the other thing for ferries, which is causing, of course, massive jams and things like that. I don't want you to have, concerns. So, okay. So the road trip home. Yes, we use the app. Yes, I had a reservation. Ferries coming home, not a problem. Stop in Surrey, Krispy Kreme donuts. That made, right then and there, that was stupendous. Earlier this week, we had a post on our CJMB Facebook page and CJMB.ca about the Krispy Kreme adventure, and I'll just say it was delicious, and I'm very thankful they're going to open one up in Edmonton next year. That's the rumor. Now, let's see here. Oh, we experienced the worst traffic jam delay that I think I have experienced in decades. Just before you get to the Alberta border, this is on the Crow's Nest Pass, number three. It was a secret thing. It was like they were doing road construction. And it was like, wow, the lineup was a good 5-6 kilometers both ways. Took us probably 45 minutes to an hour to get through it. And then when you got through the construction area, all they were doing was resurfacing the one side. You know, the machine that comes in and grinds it up and then spits it back out. And then they, yeah, that was it. It was like, man, that was poorly run. Okay, I'll never say anything about our crews here. Anyway, so that was fine. But because of the delay, I wanted to spend some time at Frank Slide. If you know what Frank Slide is, it's a sad story. Early 1900s, the side of a mountain falls on top of a town in Alberta. It's absolutely amazing. And actually, you drive over it. The size of the boulders and stuff like that, it is just amazing. Go look it up or go see for yourself. It is pretty cool. But we had to cruise through that. I didn't have a chance to pull over because I had lost time. All right. Okay. So fine. Southwest Alberta. Very beautiful. Very nice. I had to go visit my sister and stay a couple days there. Yeah, it was fun. At least there was free food. So we got to see Ram River Falls, which is breathtaking. Very nice. And did a little Sasquatch hunting in Nordig. No success. None whatsoever. And then tootled on home. Two things now, as we wrap up what I did on my vacation. People ask me, so what is the best way to get there? I have driven now all of the major direct highways. Like this one was the Crow's Nest Pass. Haven't been on that one in decades. The number one. And, of course, the Yellowhead. All getting to Tawasin Ferry. You got to get there, right? I will say this. If you have time on your hands and, you just want to see something new and unique, Crow's Nest is not bad. Number three, it's longer, but it's not bad. I would stay away from the number one just because it is traffic Armageddon basically everywhere all the time. It's stupid nutty, but I like the Yellowhead. I like doing that one. But you, whatever floats your boat. And let's see what else. Oh yeah, just to let you know, got home just in time for peak mosquito season. That sounds about right.
The Huskies are howling.